And Father, we owe thee so much. This gift of thy word is a wonderful gift. We pray that you'd bless with thy help and thy power in the service that which you have for us from thy word would become a part of our lives. Grant, we pray, thy special closeness. Help everyone to be careful about listening. Help our pastor with special power and anointing from thee, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You will not in all your life hear a more simple message than you'll hear now, nor would you ever in your life hear a more needed message than you'll hear now. I'm going to speak to you this morning from a pastor's heart, and I want to share with you this morning one of the most needed things in this church. Our Heavenly Father, bless, I pray, these next few moments to our edification, to our warning, to our correction. But, dear God, we can't be edified, warned, or corrected unless we listen. And so may we listen this morning intently to the message that thou hast for us in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. In the church at Corinth, there was confusion. The Bible talks about God in that book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It reminds that God is not the author of confusion. In the book of James, chapter number 3, James speaks about confusion. In the book of Ezra, the condition of the day was described by the word confusion. In David's reign, once again, the descriptive word confusion told of the conditions of David's day. When Isaiah preached, he mentioned to the people it was a time of confusion. Same is true with Jeremiah. Now I want to take this one word, confusion, this morning and talk to you about it. And this one statement I'm going to make, if you listen, will surprise you, if you'll listen carefully and follow it. Confusion is not a result. It is a cause. Confusion is not a result. The Bible word confusion. It is a cause. Confusion is not what is left after catastrophe. Confusion is what causes the catastrophe. It is a cause word and not a result word. A 15-year-old girl comes into my office. She has a baby in her arms. She doesn't know how to support that baby. She doesn't know what to do with that baby. It's her baby. Young lady comes to my office, just a young kid of a girl, comes to my office. She's been raped. She's pregnant from that awful experience. She doesn't know what to do. She's carrying a baby of a man she does not know. She doesn't know what to do. She faces an entire life changed by this horrible experience because she was in a place she shouldn't have been, making herself vulnerable for the rape. A couple comes to my office. They're declaring bankruptcy. Debts beyond understanding or comprehension. And they're declaring bankruptcy because of their financial condition. A young girl comes to my office, 17 years of age, married. She's beaten. Bruises on her face. Knots on her head. A young preacher comes to me where I was recently in an eastern state. Out of the ministry. quit college after the first year, convinced that he was ready to go out and set the woods on fire. Now he's out of the ministry. Life is wrecked and ruined. His wife has lost confidence in him. She leaves him. No hope. What causes these problems? Confusion. I've often said that sin is usually perverted good. It is good done at the wrong time or the wrong place or in the wrong circumstances. Confusion is much like that. Let me give you carefully now the meaning of the word confusion. The word confusion means a violation of divine order. Don't forget that statement. Violation of divine order. Shall we put it this way? Confusion is when good things are out of their proper order. Now, 99% of all of the upheaval, melancholy, and depression in this room this morning is 95% are caused by confusion. But confusion is not what is left. Confusion is what causes the chaos. Confusion is good things being out of God's divine order. Now listen to me, folks. God has some wonderful things for us. But God has a proper order that we're supposed to receive and enjoy these things. You reach out and take something out of its proper order, though it's good. That is what confusion is. That is not what causes confusion. Confusion is that thing. And chaos, what you think of being confusion, is chaos. But the confusion is God's divine order being perverted. Illustration. Take the matter of salvation. Salvation, baptism, church membership, communion, or Lord's Supper. That's God's divine order. And that's good. Salvation, oh, that's wonderful. After salvation, baptism, that's wonderful. After baptism, church membership, that's wonderful. After church membership, communion, or Lord's Supper, that's wonderful. But you take that communion and place it over here before salvation, it becomes an abomination. You take that church membership over here and place it before baptism, it becomes an abomination. Or you take that church membership and place it before salvation, it becomes an abomination. Or you take baptism and place baptism back over here before salvation, it becomes an abomination. You see, you have four perfectly good things here, but God has a divine order. You are not saved because you're baptized. You're saved after, or you're baptized after you're saved. Baptism follows salvation, does not precede salvation. You didn't get baptized as a baby. You got wet as a baby, but you didn't get baptized. You didn't get confirmed as a child. You got wet as a child, but you didn't get confirmed. Confirm. You were not saved because you got confirmed, because you got baptized, because you joined the church. You see, you've got salvation, that's the new birth, following salvation, baptism, following baptism, church membership, following church membership, communion. Any other order is confusion. No, it doesn't cause confusion, causes chaos. This order is the confusion. Something that is good taken out of where it's supposed to be and placed either before or after God's divine order. Illustration. Love, marriage, sex, children. God's divine order. Did you hear me, permissive society? Did you hear me, new morality? Did you hear me, playboy philosophy? Did you hear me, young people? God's divine order, love, marriage, sex, children. Love, marriage, sex, children. Now, all four of those things or wonderful. Love, marriage, sex, children, all given to us by God as a blessing. But you take any one of those from where it's supposed to be in God's divine order, and you have chaos. You don't have confusion. It is confusion, the changing of the order. You take the sex and place it over here before the marriage, and you've got chaos and heartbreak. That's what happened to these girls I mentioned a while ago. You take children and place the children over here before love, or place the children before marriage. Any order other than that order is confusion because it is outside of God's divine order. Now, you listen to me. 95 or 99% of all the heartache and all the problems and all the chaos and all the tragedy and all the ruin in this room this morning are caused by improper order of good things, and that's what confusion is. That's what caused Israel to go to captivity. That's what caused David to have problems. That's what caused Israel to be judged by Almighty God. That's what caused the people of God in Ezra to fail in rebuilding God's house for a while. That's what caused the church in Corinth to be corrupt. Why? The church in Corinth got man before God. They put their leaders before God. Out of order. God, leaders, that's good. Leaders before God, that's bad. And they put God's men before God, and they had something out of order. And then they put the Lord's Supper out of order. The Lord's Supper, communion, church member, salvation, church member, baptism, church membership, Lord's Supper. They took that Lord's Supper and placed it where it should not be, and that was confusion, and that caused chaos. Take the matter of their spiritual age. They were spiritual infants when they should have been spiritual adults. What is that? Nothing wrong with spiritual infancy. There's nothing quite as exciting as a new convert. Nothing quite as exciting as a person who for the first time realizes that he's passed from death unto life. He's not going to burn in hell. He's going to heaven. What a wonderful thing. And the delight of a new convert. But the infancy, that's wonderful. But you're saved 15, 20, 30 years. You're still a babe in Christ. That's tragedy, and that is confusion. Confusion is taking that which is good and placing that which is good outside of God's divine order. Illustration. Money. Purchase. That's God's order. Listen to me carefully now. Listen. 50% of the problems in the homes of the people sitting in this room right now, and 50% of the fusses in the homes have something to do with financial strain. And the reason you have financial strain, now you listen to me, this could transform your life. The reason you have financial strain is because you have confusion financially. No, I'm not talking about the chaos that's caused by the confusion. The confusion is the disorder. You buy before you get the money. And that's not God's order. God's order is money, buy. Money, buy. You take the buy and place before the money. And that's one reason why this country's going to hell. We haven't got enough character to pay for what we buy. We want to get it now. Let me have it now. Let me have that new car. I'll pay for it some way. Let me have that new washing machine. I'll pay for it some way. Let me have that new house. I'll pay for it some way. But God's divine order, money, buy. But that's your problem. You see, our problems are caused by confusion. Confusion is the cause. It's not the result. Chaos is the result. And what you call confusion is chaos. Confusion is getting things out of their proper divine order. Illustration. Preparation, and then your work. Preparation, and then your work. Talking to a fellow yesterday. Came to Howells Anderson College for about a year. He said he couldn't afford it. Well, nobody can afford it. And so he left. Now he's out there in the field, unprepared to do his work. What did he do? Well, after a year, anybody knows after a year you're qualified to go out and win the world of Christ. I mean, of course, it took Moses 40, it took Paul 3, but you can do it after just, well, truth is, you know more than the professor right now. But you see, here's what that fellow did, and this is what's happening all over the nation in Christian colleges. Preparation, work, we take the work and put it before the preparation is completed, out of God's divine order. You'll do more in less years prepared than you will in more years unprepared. But you see, you're just like the person that wants to put church membership over in front of salvation. It is a good thing out of order, and that is confusion. You like the young man and young woman that want to have sex before you get married. You take a good thing and place it in the wrong order, and that is confusion. Or you have a baby before you get married. That is confusion. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not ever going to follow your own order and not God's divine order and have a successful, happy life. You're not going to do that. God has an order. God's order, salvation, baptism, church membership, communion. God's order, love, marriage, sex, children. God's order, money, and buy. God's order, preparation, and then work. Illustration. Take Psalm 126:6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bring his sheaves with him. Now you take the rejoicing and put it over here before the going, and you've got it's out of order. I was out soul winning one time with a preacher years ago. He wanted to go soul winning with me. He wanted to know how to do it. So I went out, and I wanted the first person we talked to, I wanted to Christ. I said, the next one's yours. We walked up the door. He said to this gal, she came to the door, and she had almost nothing on. She had an unsanitized bikini that had shrunk. And she had enlarged, obviously, and pitiful looking. But he said to her, he said, sister, she had a cigarette in her mouth. He said, if you get that wicked weed out of your mouth and go put some clothes on, we might talk to you. What'd he do? He's putting the works before the salvation. So we go to the next door. He walked to the next door. He said, I said, man, you can't do it that way. Okay, he said, I'll bless God, I'll do it better. He walks up, and somebody comes to the door. He says to her, says, good morning, glory to God. How are you? Hallelujah. This is Brother Hiles. Bless his holy name. Not mine, but the Lord. And he said, we've come to talk to you. Glory to God. She slammed the door in our face. We left, walked out of the car. Tears rolling down his cheeks. He said, what did I do wrong? I said, you got Psalm 126:6 mixed up. Didn't say he that goeth forth and rejoices, coming forth back weepeth. I said, you went forth rejoicing. Bible said you're supposed to go forth weeping. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed will doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You get the rejoicing before the weeping, no burden, and you go out. That's why he said, well, I've missed it, I don't have any results at all. What's the trouble? You haven't got weeping in the right order. He that goeth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. God's divine order. Now, your problem is, somebody's problem this morning is, this matter, you're not saved. You're trusting your baptism to save you. That's confusion. That's out of order. You're trusting your sacraments to save you. That's confusion. That's out of order. You're trusting your church membership to save you. That's confusion. That's out of order. You're trusting your good works to save you. That's confusion. Out of order. Anything other than salvation, baptism, church membership, communion is out of God's divine order. And others this morning are miserable and have chaos because God's order. Love, marriage, sex, children. Love, marriage, sex, children. Love, marriage, sex, children. And many of you are defeated this morning. Why? Because you got that out of God's divine order. Others of you are perplexed this morning and have chaos because you bought and then paid rather than give money, then buy. Money, buy. Money. I wish I could get this in your subconscious. Money, buy. Money, buy. Money, buy. Money, buy. Salvation, baptism, church membership, communion, love, marriage, sex, children. Love, marriage, sex, children. Love, marriage, sex, children. Money, buy. Preparation, work. That's what your problems are. That's why you got your heartbreak. That's why you got your problem. That's why you got chaos. That's why you're all mixed up. And by the way, 99% of you that wash out of college, that's the reason, because you didn't get this money and buy in the right order. Illustration. Education, maturity, marriage. Education, maturity, marriage. God's divine order. Education, maturity, marriage. God's order. Education, maturity, marriage. Now, you take marriage and place it over here before the education. It's out of God's divine order, and you're headed for trouble. Listen, you little 17-year-old girls about to get married, you're headed for trouble. You fellows taking some of these kids before they're dry behind the ears and marrying them, you're headed for trouble. Why? Because you're taking a good thing, and you're placing it out of God's divine order. Illustration. Simple little outline. You've heard it and used it. Jesus first, others second, me last. Jesus is first. It should be first in your life. Others should be second in your life, and you should be last in your life. Think about yourself. Like, oh, yeah, what do you do? You put yourself, take myself and put myself before others. That's our divine order. And nobody is ever happy who's thinking about himself and puts himself before others. He that loses this life for my sake shall find it. He that seeketh this life shall lose it. God's divine order. That's what confusion is. Look, confusion is not the chaos that follows an act. Confusion is the act itself. It is God's divine order not being followed. Why, it's as simple as ABC, but that's your problem. That's the whole problem with the human race. That's what's wrong with Washington, D.C. Congress is trying to put herself before the president. The president is the commanding general of the United States Armed Forces. I said he's the commanding general of the Armed Forces of the United States. I said he's the commanding general. The commanding general. Not the puppet to Congress, the commanding general. What's wrong with most of the churches in America? I got some little penny-ante preacher that let the deacons lead him around here by a string, and they say, jump. He says, how high? Got a bunch of little sissy britches preachers wearing lace on their underwear, haven't got any courage to stand up and say, this is true, this is God's word, you like it, you love it, I'll preach it, and got them getting led around. What's wrong with our churches? Committees destroying our churches. Committees. Bunch of little puppet preachers. They'll have me a soapbox in a vacant lot and have my freedom. I often say this. I paid the biggest price for anything I've ever bought in this world for my freedom. I intend to use it. What's wrong with our churches? Wrong order. What's wrong with our country? Wrong order. What's wrong with our homes? Wrong order. What's wrong with our children? Confusion. Divine order. We have said, God, you're pretty smart, but you didn't live in the 20th century. You lived back yonder a long time ago before they had cars and credit cards. And Lord, you don't understand this. So I'll take your order. Listen, brother. You take anything out of God's divine order, you've got problems. Salvation, baptism, church membership, communion, love, marriage, sex, children, money, buy, preparation, work, education, maturity, marriage. Jesus first, others second, you third. Illustration. No schedules. Priorities wrong. Do that which comes up. You don't decide what you do. No self-discipline. We got a society of people just do what comes up. Buy what the advertisement salivates us to buy. Let the sign on beside the highway or the pretty woman on the television tell us what to buy. We'll decide what to buy on the spur of the moment. No planning, no discipline, no schedule. What? Taking things out of God's divine order. Now, folks, you listen to me. This is not like teaching a lesson on who the Antichrist is, but I'll tell you what. The Antichrist, that fellow wants you to pay him next month. You haven't got the money. Dr. Rice said, what we need today is some preachers quit preaching on the Antichrist so much and start exposing some Antichrist around the country. Not preaching the Bible. God has an order. God has an order. Priorities. You check, for example, the gifts of the Spirit. He says first, and then he says, the next one, secondarily. Why? First gift is more important than the second. That's your whole charismatic mess we got today. The whole charismatic mess is taking a gift that's supposed to be down here and putting it up here. It's not God's divine order. That's what happened to the church at Corinth also. They got the gifts of the Spirit out of order. They got tongues out of order. They got woman's place in the church out of order. They got the Lord's Supper out of order. They got their spiritual growth out of order. They got the relationship between God and man out of order. And everything was out of order. And the church had chaos. Why? Because the church had confusion. Now, young people, you wait till you get married. And you wait till you're educated before you get married. And you wait till you're mature before... You say, I'm mature now. You better let mature people decide whether you're mature or not. You don't know whether you're mature or not. A fellow yesterday said, well, I've been to Howells Enders a year and a half. And he said, I don't know anything I don't know. And I said, that's it. You don't know what you don't know. That's exactly it. I said, get back to Howells Enders and learn what you don't know. It's a whole story. I can't do all I'm supposed to do. I can't. No way. So I do first the things that are most important. God's divine order. I've got some things that I am supposed to do, I guess. I won't get done. I'm weeks behind on answering mail about speaking invitations. I'm months behind. I may be years behind. I don't know. But that's not as high on my list of priorities as getting preparing for what I'm doing right this minute. I'm saying the average one of us, we do whatever comes up. But big things never come up. Little things come up. Big things don't demand your time. Big things don't demand to be put in. Little things are the things that come up. If you pray, you'll schedule yourself to pray. If you live in this book, you'll schedule yourself to live in this book. And by the way, I won't come to this pulpit on Sunday without spending hours and hours alone with God during the week. I may not get my mail answered. I may not get all of my speaking engagements all lined up. I may not do that. But I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do. God's going to get His time. But in most of your cases, God didn't get that many minutes yesterday. And in most of your cases, you have an average that many minutes with God, walking with God and praying and hang on to God. You haven't spent that many minutes a day in the last year. You intend to and you're going to, but you don't. Why? Confusion. You've taken lesser things and put them where they're not supposed to be. How you spend your time eating... I'll tell you when you be a good Christian. When you schedule your Bible study and prayer as rigidly as you schedule your meals, and you spend as much time with God and in His book as you spend eating, and I'll guarantee you, you'll become a good Christian. Eating's on schedule. Ball game's on schedule. Everything's on schedule, except the big things. God's divine order has been violated. Now listen, you're not as good a Christian as you are a shouter. Your shouting does not measure your spirituality. Your weeping does not measure your spirituality, and I'm for both. Your tingling does not measure your spirituality. Your placing in your life, your schedule and your life according to God's divine order, that is the measuring stick of your spirituality and Christianity. salvation, baptism, church membership, communion, love, marriage, sex, children, love, marriage, sex, children, money, buy, money, buy, money. You could do a lot, listen, you could do a lot worse than take these little things I'm giving you right now to you little kids that high and make them memorize them and get them in the subconscious mind while they're little. Money, buy, money, buy, money, buy, buy money. No, 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 no. Money, buy. Yes, 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 yes. Money, buy, money, buy, money, buy, money, buy, money, buy. Preparation, work, preparation, life's work, preparation, life's work, preparation, life's work. Work, preparation, no, 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 no. Preparation, work, yes, 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 yes. Preparation, work. Education, maturity, marriage, education, maturity, marriage, education, maturity, marriage, education, maturity, marriage. You say, I just want her now. Well, if you didn't want her now, I'd be worried about you. But if you get her now, I'm going to be more worried about you. Oh, I can't do without her. Well, you won't do with her when you get her unless you're ready for her. You know, that's the problem with the college athletic mess we got today. I can solve the college athletic mess. Of course, I'm an SMU fan, and I'm grieved because I've followed SMU football since Bobby Wilson took them to the Rose Bowl in 1936. For 50 years, I've been an SMU football fan. I used to go see Doak Walker play in All-American days, and Doak Walker is my favorite athlete in all of history. But you know what's wrong with SMU? And by the way, 99% of all the other colleges haven't been caught yet. It's not SMU's fault. It's this society's fault that puts the kicking of a dead pig blown up oblong over a pasture through some plumbing down at the end of a field more important than learning truth. Now back when you used to, you'd go to college where you wanted to go to college, and whoever showed up would get a football team, just like we do in high school. I mean, students go to a certain high school and they say, we're going to have basketball practice, and whoever comes out, we'll see how you do, who will make the basketball team. And what's happened? The whole nation is cattywampus. Why? We've gotten out of God's divine order. Recreation was never supposed to be first. It was always supposed to be down at the bottom of the list. Learning is first. The whole thing is messed up. That's what's wrong with our country right now. That's what's wrong in Washington, D.C. Bunch of little two-bit congressmen trying to run a silver dollar president. It's a whole mess. What's wrong with our churches? Folks that never have pastored a church for 15 seconds won't tell a preacher how to pastor a church. That's what's wrong with our homes. That's what's wrong with our nation. That's what's wrong with our schools. Left God's divine order. Now, folks, I'm not going to tell you a single sad story. We're not going to cry one time before we leave. But I put my finger this morning on your problems. Right on your problems. Young people and older people, if you listen to me, if you'll take these things, listen again, salvation first. Am I saved? Am I going to heaven? Is my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Salvation first, then baptism, then church membership, and then communion. Then if you will take the second little outline, love, marriage, sex, children. Love, marriage, sex, children. God Almighty has taken this AIDS disease and shows us what He thinks about our confusion and getting things out of order. And by the way, trying to figure out ways for the homosexual strangers to have their perversion with some kind of a prevention and so forth and advertised on television, God's got other diseases they haven't thought about yet. Be not deceived! God is not mocked! Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap! Thunders out from God's blessed book of eternity. Love, marriage, sex, children. Love, marriage, sex, children. Love, marriage, sex, children. Money, buy, money, buy, money, buy, money, buy. Preparation, life's work. Preparation, life's work. Preparation, life's work. Education, maturity, marriage. Education, maturity, marriage. Education, maturity, marriage. Jesus first, others second, me last. Priorities right, schedule right. That's basically what counseling is. You know what goes on in my office? Counseling, this is it. Folks come in to the house. We got problems. I'll guarantee you what caused the problem. Confusion. Improper order. Taking something that was good and placing it where it should not be. Improper order. Now, what is counseling? I take it up and put it back where it's supposed to be. If it isn't too late. If the baby is not already in her arms at 15. If she hasn't already been raped and carrying a baby in her body that she doesn't, whose father she will never know because she was in the wrong place. I can't put it back in the right place there. I can do what I can to salvage what's left. But blessed be God, you don't have to have that kind of salvage if you'll keep in God's, keep in your life God's divine order. 15-year-old with a baby. Young lady raped and pregnant. Young couple so far in debt they can't pay their way out, declare bankruptcy. Young girl beaten beyond recognition by a husband that she had to have 6 months before when she was 16 years old. Young preacher out of the ministry because he got too smart too fast. All because we have flaunted God's divine order. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what really is confusion. Our Father.